He didn't like that.
I hated it. Last time we did that, we were fucked.
Ooh, it's magic. You know. Something, something, what are the words?
I said, I think it's never believe it's not so.
Never believe it's not so.
It's magic.
That could be the Haitian national anthem.
Yeah.
Never believe it's not so. Never believe Haiti can get worse, because it can. Never believe it's that, not man. So.
Yeah, it's
Haiti's
brutal.
A beautiful place.
It is, until they decide to fuck shit up.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas, this is the NWO podcast coming to you live and direct, as we typically love to do each and every week. You're now listening to the smooth tunes as Plus Pierre Kings.
We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. Kings, bitch. Hop on my ding-a-ling, bitch. Ay. And I love it when you sing, bitch. Ay. But I ain't giving you no ring, bitch. We not getting engaged. We not gonna behave. I'm not gonna give you my shame. I'm not gonna give you my baby. Bitch, you crazy. I'm fun to get married, oh, like Jay-Z. By 39, when my shit all settled. Want me a black bitch, black like a kettle. Low key, she ain't never with the metal. First place, bitch, give me a gold medal. Ay. Freestyle with my niggas. Ooh, getting wild with my niggas. Make a profile with my niggas. Hey, hang out for a while with my niggas. Ooh, we gon' start the show. Plus gon' start the flow. Then he gon' hit hoes. Hey, on the regular. This shit is smeggular. I'm gonna hit the bumper. Ooh. Be wind down. About to sip this wine. She ugly back, but she fine now. She fine. Sometimes they change. You know? Sometimes they glow up.
Ladies and gents, welcome back, welcome back. NWO Podcast, I am 1/4 of your host, Bennessy. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus,
yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
Vegan Trap Lord.
Gang.
And we are the NWO Podcast, coming to you live and direct once again, each and every week, every Tuesday. How are y'all brothers feeling?
Excellent.
Pretty good. Pretty painful. Fucking good. You know what? let's just get into it, guys. My brother Chris, what did you do this weekend?
I had a house full of niggas.
That's never good.
Nah, you're tripping. It was awesome, man. We played nigger games.
Nigger drinks.
Yeah. Had some good food. Some vegan food. I brought chicken to my house for these niggas.
Man, listen. You know what? Monumental.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was the occasion? Talk to us about what happened.
My wife has been in, like, she got caught in this wave of Friendsgiving. So that's really what it was about, just getting up. It's a very rare occasion that all of us get in the same room and it's not for work.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just the natural vibes and, like, you know, hearing y'all niggas do podcast shit off the podcast.
Talking a bunch of shit.
Yeah, basically, man. Gave him a live show last night.
God, man.
That's pretty much what it was.
Bitchard, how was your weekend? What'd you do? He's looking out the window. You're Bitchard. You're the bitch whose name rhymes with Bitchard.
My name's not Richard. I'm not a bitch. I'm a hoe.
I can't believe Ricky is on your birth certificate.
Yeah, it is.
I can't believe it. I can't believe they wouldn't even give you a full name. They didn't think enough of you to give you a full name.
Oh, please.
Ricky.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Then again, is Chrissy on her birth certificate?
That's her name.
It's not Christina?
No, it's Chrissy.
Or Crystal?
It's actually Chrissy. The only one that got a real name was Reggie. His real name is Reginald.
Okay, so they got it right eventually.
Yeah.
They fucked it up. And they no, but then again, Ashley has a real name too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The two dickheads of the family have.
Okay, so then the older ones, they fucked up, and then they got it together. Progress.
They learned their lesson.
Ashley and Reginald, respectable names. Mm-hmm. Chrissy and Reggie just sounds like, Chrissy and Reggie, supposed to be Richard and Christina. It makes me furious.
I feel like my parents had white friends at the times that we were born. I don't understand.
Benson is such an unorthodox choice for a Haitian parent.
You got fucking Benson. You got Millie.
That's her name?
Millie.
You see, Millie is short for Mildred. Once again, they're fucking around.
And then Nancy.
Nancy's a good white woman name.
And then Samuel.
That's a
which is closer.
If you hear Benson, Millie, Samuel,
Mildred,
and Mildred, like, you don't think these are little Haitian kids?
Yeah. No,
it's like all of us. We don't have Haitian names. Chrissy, Ricky, Ashley, Reggie.
They were setting you fucks up for success.
They were. They were on the mission. Literally, they were on the mission. They gave us a fighting chance.
Some Haitians ain't
got. At least on the paper.
Some motherfuckers, they want to assimilate. Fuck that shit. Your name is Dieudonne, my nigga. Go to school with that.
Yeah,
that's... Make the white folks pronounce Dieudonne. Go ahead. Good luck. Call me D. Nah, fool you. No. Dieudonne.
Dieudonne. But this weekend, I spent my entire weekend with you clowns. Friday, we went to a party together. On Saturday, what the fuck? Saturday, I was...
Shouts out Blex.
Yeah, shouts out Blex. It was 90s party. That shit was amazing.
Big shout vibes. Shout out Blex.
And also shout out to the Urban Suite. Urban Suite Talk podcast. Yeah. They was in the building.
They be crushing shit.
And yeah, then we did the... on Sunday, I played ball with these niggas. Then we went to brunch.
Fucking died.
And yeah. And then
we wore that fucking footskin ball jersey.
Bro, that shit was like, you know, I went back to the picture to go see the comment. I just wanted to see it. That shit was hilarious, dog. Is that a footskin ball?
That's a real thing.
And I'm like,
please, anybody who's following Ricky on IG, please go search on his page and look for the footskit ball jersey, please. It's amazing. It is a gem.
Ben has the same jersey.
Ben has no self-respect.
Ben has the same exact jersey.
I wore it to a water park.
That's where it belongs, in chlorine. Ben, tell me about your weekend. I'm done with Ricky.
Same exact thing, man. Shout out to Blex. Shout out to Urban Suite. Shout out to everybody who has something to do with the organization of that party. It was a nice vibe.
Yeah, good vibe.
And I love the fact that the venue was well ventilated and the AC was on chill. I love it.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having a theme party and the venue is a fucking sauna. Yeah. There's nothing worse than that.
Talk about it.
I just have a huge respect for clubs that still do $8 drinks. Bring back $8 drinks, everybody, because that's a lost art.
Say $14 too much.
Ooh, baby. Mm. Let me tell you something. Once the drink passes the threshold of $13 for me,
13?
She can no longer expect a tip from me.
10 is the minimum. The maximum.
I remember I did a compa class in New York recently. I pulled up to the bar. Give me a Hennessy cranberry, no ice. She said 18. I said, fuck, damn.
Fuck you.
Now, I was already there. I already asked. People are looking.
The drink's already on the table.
It's already on the table. I paid damn. It. But like, when she gave me my $2, I know she thought I was going to just keep it. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Don't give me that back.
Go ask your owner for some of that fucking money you just stole from me.
Give me that back and the other $10 that you owe.
$18
for
that's crazy, kid.
Man,
so
what was
you
that?
Can't get listen, drunk that
when,
night.
Man, what the fuck?
Who was at that party buying drinks like crazy? $8. That's $8. On the hurlers.
When I got the receipt back, I was like, oh, it's about to be a night. It's going to be a night.
Nigga, we was in that. We stayed at the bar.
The fuck?
I don't think we left the bar.
No, it felt slightly all-inclusive, in my opinion.
Bring back the $8. I just remember, Rendezvous with the $8 drink.
Rendezvous.
The fuck? Lady. That's back when you could really buy a woman a drink. You want something to drink?
Yeah.
Hmm. You want something to drink? You and your friend?
Yeah.
For $16, you and your friend want a drink?
Let me get two blue motorcycles.
Nowadays, if you try to buy her friend, you fucking want to spend $48. Mm. Cannot do it.
That's pussy only costs 40.
Especially if you're in Miami Beach, you at least spend a $50 minimum for two drinks.
Pussy only costs $40, fellas.
Yeah.
Like,
the drinks cost you more at the club than you did for the pussy.
You got to go there and buy Heineken first as a test. See what's going on. It tastes something.
See what it tastes like.
If it's $8 for a Heineken.
Oh, fucked up. If the Heineken costs $3, the club is lit.
Anytime I see Ben with a beer in his hand, I know he did it. That's Ben doing a price check.
But check. Check me out, Ricky. Every group, every friend, every circle of friends has that one sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, that's been.
There's so many times that I just went straight in to buy a drink just to see how much it was, so I can relay the message back to the rest.
What's going on?
Like, hey, yo, Ben, what is here for, man?
Oh man,
you gotta buy that Heineken and gauge it, bro.
First and last. All right, Ben, let me get some of that.
Fuck, bro. $18
that's hideous.
A shot of Hennessy.
But remember that shit, that time we went to the club, was with Hector and them?
Yeah.
We went to a club in South Beach. Man, this, I don't know what the fuck was going on, man, but it was me, Hector, and a few of our friends and Ben. And I'm just I had to open the tab. They was like, you have to open the tab. Mm. So I'm just going for drinks, getting drinks. Next day, I woke up, I checked my bank account, and I got hit up for like $400, bro.
That's when we went to a rec room.
Yes. Nigga, I drove to Chase and canceled that car. Said that shit was stolen.
I learned my lesson.
Drunk as hell, huh?
Nigga.
I don't like opening tabs anywhere because I always leave my debit card. I always forget.
Do you know how hard it is to say no to one more drink when the fucking bartender already has your money?
Give me another one. Fuck out of here.
You feel like you're not spending anything because you're not physically pulling your card out.
Let me get another one, bro.
You want to add this to your tab? Oh, yeah, I forgot I had that.
Let me get three. I will one by one, six drinks. Bleep, 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 bleep. I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy.
My weekend, Friday I did the same. I went to Blex's party, 90s party. We should post those pictures on the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a couple.
I don't have any, so.
Saturday, I went to Haitian Price's comedy show, Mit Fum Su. It's a great time. Sunday, we did Friendsgiving with Chris. Chris brought a fucking dead chicken into his house, and I am forever grateful to you, sir.
Disgusting. He says it was a house full of niggas. That's exactly what it was.
Hey, so Ricky called me. I'm like, hey, Ricky, what time's the Friendsgiving? He was like, it's about 6. All right, let me get dressed so I can go get some chicken before I go to this nigga house. Ricky said, no, bro. There's going to be some chicken. I said, what? What?
Yeah, exactly what he said.
There's going to be some chicken.
Yeah, I was like, just
I don't have to start at Popeye's first and have the sandwich?
No. No, you do not.
All right.
See, that's love.
And the food was immaculate.
Oh, man, everything was immaculate. Busing.
Thank you.
The bar was plentiful.
Yes, I was drunk too.
Was that regular cornbread?
No, it was vegan cornbread.
That shit had like some speckles in it. I don't know what it was. Had some crispity crunchies.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I had at least 6 pieces.
I'm gonna have it on Thanksgiving.
It was great.
Damn. In the shop.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're open. You're open this year for Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah. He's open for Thanksgiving.
So you mean these lonely vegan motherfuckers can eat too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're gonna flex on you niggas. Wait till you see what I'm making.
So wait. This lovely vegan Thanksgiving meal. I mean, where can they get it?
At Vegetarian Delight. So if you come on Thursday, Thanksgiving, you can come and get your beautiful Thanksgiving meal at 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. You don't have to settle for any bullshit. You can actually get some real vegan food, a real vegan Thanksgiving, if you come to Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Open on Thanksgiving. How many restaurants are open on Thanksgiving? 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida, 33023. Come holler at Chris. Come get some of that best vegan food in all of South Florida. And if you want, you can call ahead of time to place your order so you don't have to wait. The phone number is 954-241-7402. While you're at it, make sure you follow them on Instagram at Delight Juice Bar. They post their menu every single day. There's a fresh menu, fresh food. Come get the best vegan food in all of South Florida at Vegetarian Delight.
What are you saying? We eat in the background?
No, come through and eat.
Vimage.
All right, let's get into it. Y'all boys, it is here. Okay, it appears that male birth control, it is here. Brothers, it is time to control the narrative, brothers. It is time, okay? And to those of you who are saying, why don't you just wear a condom? Turn us off. Okay, this isn't the podcast. Turn us off. Go play Apple Music. Fuck you. Okay?
We're brothers. Apple Music.
Brothers, it is time. Unfortunately, it requires an injection to the nuts. And it's brand new, so I don't want to be nobody's guinea pig. But y'all boys, go ahead. Let me know what it's like.
Somebody's going to try it.
But pending there are no side effects, do you guys
sleep?
Is this ever an option for you or no?
I heard it lasts 13 years.
So, I mean, is it an optional 13 or a mandatory 13?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah, I don't want no mandatory 13.
What are you going to sign up for, an 8-year package?
I mean, yeah. How old am I? I look at my watch.
I was trying to see what you look at your watch for.
I signed up for a 4-year package. Give me a 4-piece.
That's retarded.
Give me a 4-piece. Blum, blum.
No. If I was like still 13, like 20,
sit your ass
like
20, put my nuts on a timer, cuz.
If I was still like 25, I'd sign up for the 8-year or something like that.
No, but something in your stupid brain believes you can have a boy. That's why you're really not ready to commit. But your dick is broken. You can't do it. You cannot do it, bro.
Man.
Because God knows you're going to force that poor child to play for UM, and nobody deserves that.
Either that or he's going to be the next Mike.
No one deserves that.
Yes, there's two options.
If you try, you're going to have another girl. Remember, I said it here. I said it right now. Remember, I said it here in these walls.
Somebody take it down. Take a note.
You're going to have another girl.
Put it in your notes.
One more.
Ben, would you ever engage in male birth control?
Back when I was 23, I definitely wanted at least 5 kids. I wanted like 5. At 25, that went down to 4. At 28, went down to about 3. Now, I'll stop at 2. So after I get 2, I'll definitely have male birth control.
So then you don't want to put a lock on it until you get what you get.
Until I get what I get. Until hopefully it's boy girl. But 2, regardless.
Until then, you want to be ready to shoot.
Yeah, I'm gonna be ready to shoot. I still got my bullets. I'm saying, got the AK for these.
But what if you can't have kids after? Like, suppose it don't come back.
Why would I want it back?
What you mean? Why would you want it? Because you need to continue the legacy, dog.
We don't share your philosophy, Chris. We don't believe in that shit. You believe in that? Be fruitful, have 8 kids. Shit.
I don't share. You on the island? I don't share the philosophy. Neither does my bank account. All right, so 2. That's it.
I feel you.
I know you're not fucking with no male birth control.
Nah, bro.
Cause you don't want to control the birth.
Mm-mm. At the end of the day, if it's meant to happen, I mean, it's gonna happen for you.
What about you, Buzz? You doing it?
Hell yeah!
Before you scroll to the next topic.
Hell fucking absolutely fucking yeah!
He's going to be an advocate.
Are you even crazy? Right now in your old age?
In my old age.
What if that shit make you grow hair in weird places? Like your nose or your ears?
I'll take that. That's all right. I'll eat that. You crazy? You mean that's the only side effect? Nose hair? Sign me the fuck up. Okay? Women die on their birth control.
What if it's like extremely long nose hair?
I keep cutting it. I have to shave my bald head every week. I just make that part of the regimen. Speaking of extreme birth control, T.I. went on Red Table Talk and clarified his go to the OBGYN comments. I believe we have that audio here. Ben, please, whenever you're ready.
Oh, this surrounds a conversation that I was having in a very joking manner when asked, how do I deal with parenting in this day and age? And so I just began to, you know, from a place of truth, I began to embellish and exaggerate. And I think that a lot of people kind of like took it extremely literal, because if you put any of my reputation, like who I am as a father and who I've been, I honestly thought people knew me better than that.
But there's a lot of people who don't.
Yeah.
Do you understand the sensitivity of it?
No.
Really?
I did not.
Do you understand it now?
Oh, I understand it now. Yes, I do. Absolutely. However, my intentions, I think, have been terribly misconstrued and misconceived.
Right.
Let me go set this record straight. I never said I was in any exam room. That is an assumption.
Right.
That is a falsity.
Got it.
I never said...
Still though, but see, remember we said that shit.
Yeah.
Like no one said that Tip is in the fucking room with the duck opening the pussy. He's just saying he's asking for a status report,
which is what any parent would do when you take your child to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, earlier, Chris, you said this nigga was walking back his comments.
Oh.
Why is this walking back?
Because he was so vehement. Is that the word? I'm trying to get my T.I. on.
Vehemently.
Yeah, vehemently. He meant it when he said it the first time. Now it just sounds like, oh, I said it, I was joking. Because how long is it going to take you to release the, oh, man, y'all tripping, I was just joking?
But I mean, I think everybody always knew it was like an exaggeration. Like, I never felt like the nigga was in the room with the doctor, bro. Like,
I think the memes.
The memes went crazy.
You saw the one meme where it's like in the vagina looking out at him.
Yeah. Well, I just think women were upset that he was doing that, like to ask for the status report on your daughters, you know, like,
but
because you know that hymen, that doesn't tell you if she doesn't necessarily tell you if she's a virgin or not.
I just learned that when that information came out, because I had no clue.
So what people are saying is, it's not so much that he's even checking for that. It's just more of a control issue. You know what I'm saying? He wants to, you know, control her. He's not, is he doing the same for his sons? You know, going to their daughter's appointment to see if he having sex and shit like that?
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. So, that's where, you know, I guess where a lot of
you're going
to
be going
upset.
To fucking Damani's appointments looking at his meat? Is that what you want? The fuck out of here.
Looking at the meat to see if they've been having sex, because there's no way to tell from a dude.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because he just could be a chronic beater for all you know.
A chronic beater.
If I want to play devil's advocate here, would it be crazy to say that him wanting to be so involved in this entire process of sending his daughter to the gyno is coming from a place of extreme concern and fear, because he knows what niggas out here are capable of trying to do, at least, or at least trying to do too much as a parent?
There's other ways of finding that out as opposed to doing, well, I guess, what he did. Because even the daughter was liking some of the comments that people were saying. Like, she didn't like that shit at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that's what added to it, too, though. Because she didn't outright come and say, oh, yeah, he's not in the room, guys. Because she didn't say that. Like, I feel like that added.
But she was embarrassed of what you know, he went on there.
And that's the biggest point here.
Yeah, she was embarrassed.
That's the biggest point.
Embarrassing your kids ain't cool, man.
Yeah, man. She was literally embarrassed, and you got to take into account this is a young woman, man. Like, especially at that age, like, they're going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get why people were kind of upset with what he did. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But then, like, if you look at, like, Regine Carter, Lil Wayne's daughter, like, there was a video floating around online where people were concerned that she was getting fucked on the live.
I mean, that could very well be the case, but I still think you know you don't have to do what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could still be a good parent without doing what he did.
But it's old school techniques. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might just be stuck in his ways.
Old school techniques aren't always the best ways. You know what I'm saying? Now you just gonna have your daughter resent you. I think he did more harm than he did good, to be honest with you, with his own personal relationship with his daughter.
Only because it's come out, that's all.
Yeah. Buy a Panamera, she'll forgive him.
I hope so.
Speaking of doing unforgivable things, Michael Jackson is coming out with a new biopic. This biopic is advertised to include the sexual assault and drug abuse. Ricky, how do you feel?
Hopefully the truth finally comes out. We'll see, you know, who they cast. I mean, well, the truth is already up. It's just a matter of what you want to believe. But we'll see. I hope they do the casting, because I'll try out for the damn thing.
You know, they have to fucking cast, like, Sandra Bullock to play Michael.
Why would they do that?
What do you mean?
I heard they tried to do that with her. Like, cast her to play somebody super black.
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But she looks more like Mike than Harriet Tubman.
I mean, if they were going to cast her to play Harriet Tubman, then it would have shocked me who they cast to play Michael Jackson.
I'm looking for the fucking details of the shit.
They said they're going to start.
Because our director of research is full of shit.
They're going to have him, they're going to start it from when he was in the Jackson 5 all the way up until his adulthood, till he died. So everything, pretty much, they're going to cover
everything.
That's
a long-ass movie, dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I'm so excited.
The whole world is going to be excited. Michael Jackson.
Like a sleeper.
That's what Michael Jackson does.
Watch the entire thing.
Snooze button.
Who is going to play Joe? I want to try for Joe. Fuck this.
They should let my dad do it.
That's the...
She's an angry
Joe's the role of a fucking lifetime.
Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. And the Emmy for Best Actor. Is it Emmy?
Probably be...
Or the Oscar for Best Actor. For his Best Actor in a Supporting Role.
Mike really is the greatest of all time, bro. That's crazy. Like, he really is the fucking greatest of all fucking
technically,
time.
Technically, Taylor Swift is the greatest of all time.
If we're talking numbers.
I mean, Taylor Swift is a fucking plant.
They got what they wanted now. Yeah. She has 29 of them things now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michael's a robot, bro. He's not real.
Yeah, that's what's so amazing about him. He's not unreal, bro. He's out of this fucking world, bro.
They made him in a fucking laboratory, bro.
That's how raw he was, that you still believe that. Remember, we all believed that as kids. You, as an adult, still believe it. That's how awesome he was. You still believe that he wasn't real.
Oh, nigga, they created Mike.
Sugar spice and everything nice.
That bitch sucks. Fuck her.
The pedophilia was a fucking malfunction.
Talentless hoe. What'd you say?
Speaking of sexual deviancy, Bill Cosby.
That's the title, Sexual Deviancy.
Bill Cosby says that he'll never show remorse, bro. He claims that the jurors on his case were imposters in his very first prison interview. It says here, in addition to maintaining his innocence, Cosby says he's not planning on showing any remorse, even if it could be put toward his early release. He's sentenced to serve 3 to 10 years in the Pennsylvania system.
That's an innocent man.
Oh my God. He says, I have 8 years and 9 months left. When I come up for parole, they're not going to hear me saying that I have remorse. I was there. I don't care. Respect, I mean.
Innocent.
Okay, so he got sent to jail, right?
Yeah.
Did they ever say how they knew that he did any of the shit that they said he did?
Eyewitness testimony,
cuz crying white women.
That'll put a nail in your coffin in a heartbeat.
What are you talking about, nigga? I'm just, crying white women is as good as cold hard DNA, my friend. If you get a crying white woman on the stand, sir, that is as good as DNA. All right?
I just never understood like how he got caught with it. I know he was accused, but I was trying to see what was the evidence that they had against him to actually convict him after all these years.
A white woman crying, bro. Mm-hmm. Right. That's all it takes.
Whatever. I'm not gonna sit up here and say that all those women are lying, but it's just unfathomable to me. It's inconceivable in my mind that these white women, who are just as influential to the judicial system as white men, said nothing for all this time. Mm-hmm.
They say because they were victims and they were scared to speak out.
I'm not.
I couldn't quite hear
you.
Policia.
Nosy bitch. Nobody talking to you.
Yeah. And I'm not victim shaming at all. Yeah, it's just are. That.
That's what it sounds like.
It's just okay. That I know the weight that white women hold. Just like you. It just came out of your black lips. As long as they cry in front of a camera, it's as good as gold.
It's DNA, baby.
Why didn't they recognize that gold back then?
Did he not rape any black ones, or are they just not coming forward?
It's astonishing to me.
I think there was a few, like, one or two black women in the...
And even they were happy.
With the money Cosby was getting, he was only fucking with white women back then. He wasn't fucking with no black women.
Well, I guess only white women were going for that Quaalude shit.
Yeah.
Black, what's in that drink, nigga?
Yeah. Nigga, what the fuck is in that? We don't drink that shit.
I don't want no pills from you, Dr. Huxtable. Give me
that
shit.
Alizé. Give me the Alizé.
Speaking of taking lots of drugs, fucking Post Malone won the AMA for Best Rap Album over goddamn...
Plus, I'm going to let you finish, but I just want to say that Meek Mill had the greatest rap album of 2019, and he was robbed blind by some fucking industry plant white boy.
I wouldn't say it's
robbery.
I wish I could call him an industry plant. If White Iverson wasn't so amazing. If White Iverson wasn't so amazing, I could agree with you.
Who wrote it?
I don't know.
White Iverson was amazing. Stoney was amazing. But once he got the niggers, he left them high and dry and went right back to his room.
Did you see his outfit?
He looked like a fucking cowboy. He looked like a sheriff.
Looked like a graffiti cowboy.
Yeah. He looks terrible.
He looks horrible. He looks awful.
He looks terrible.
He's on the... last of a 3-week drug bender.
When he came out, he kind of looked like White Iverson, but now he just looks terrible.
He looks like...
he cut the braids off. Yeah. He can't open his face. There are tattoos. I mean, his eyes. He can't open his face. His eyes.
One too many Percocets.
The tattoos are all over the place. The wrinkles.
He looks horrible.
He's aging like a fucking bunun. He is looking... he is... good God.
Yeah, he looks bad.
Awful.
He looks like he stinks.
He drinks he drinks Miller Lite and smokes Newport stock.
Fucking Natty Ices. He looks awful.
That nigga look like he smells like shit.
It's brutal, Ricky.
Fuck.
Speaking of not giving a fuck, the creator of the Stop and Frisk, former New York Mayor Michael fucking Bloomberg, is running for presidency in 2020, the nigga responsible for locking up more niggas than Kamala Harris is getting in the fucking race. My friends. Y'all boys fuck... I mean, I know I'm asking this kind of loadingly, but it's loaded. Y'all fucking with Bloomberg? Y'all think this is ridiculous?
No.
What are your feelings?
No, he's the nigga that has something to do with the Central Park 5, too, as well. I think he was the mayor or some shit at that time, and...
I'm not fucking with it, because he's responsible for like one of the most just unmerited laws and procedures carried out by law enforcement of all time, and it's just I can't stand behind somebody who endorsed that, and I can't stand behind somebody who stood for that.
Fucking Jim Crow.
It was a new form of a Jim Crow law at the time. It literally was. Because it was based off of no merit, no justification. It was just all prejudice, pretty much. No, I can't stand behind somebody like that. You can, you know what, let me not say that.
That motherfucker's a billionaire, bro.
He fits the mold.
Is he running for Democrat or is he running for Republican?
Yeah, that is a
I think he's a Republican.
That's a great... New York? I would imagine he couldn't be anything else.
You'd be shocked.
Why?
This motherfucker is running as... I guess it's my fault for coming to the show. Oh, Democratic.
Told you.
Democratic. Still not fucking with you, cuz. Good try, though.
Black people, make sure you look up all of the policies and all the agendas that he's actually speaking about and what he's going to endorse. Not that it really matters, but at least make an educated vote.
How the fuck does he plan to even get out of a debate as the nigga who started Stop and Frisk? Nigga, they're salivating at debating with you, bro.
You ain't see the candidates? They're all stupid. It's a horrible election.
I'm voting Trump, bro.
What?
I told y'all, bros. I'm not voting for losers anymore. I'm done, bro.
Wait, did you vote for Trump last time?
No, right? I should have.
You did independent, right?
I went independent and she lost. And I feel like an idiot for wasting my vote. Now I'm voting for a winner. Trump 2020.
That's crazy.
Whatever. You're not even for the vote.
That's really crazy.
Is my vote gonna count?
Yeah, I gotta stop this nigga, man.
How? How, Sway?
Go vote.
You ain't got the answers.
Vote against Plus.
You ain't got the answers, Chris. You ain't got the motherfucking answers, man.
I don't.
Vote Trump. We gonna win. I'm gonna get me a ref fitted. And I'm gonna juke. But we win. Us. The Republicans. Together.
You really trying to get into the Illuminati, aren't you? You really are trying to get in.
They're not fucking with me. They don't want to fuck with
you
me.
You really trying to get in.
Like, they want me to work to get in instead. I have to work for my money because they're not returning my calls. Unfortunately, I have to get popular the old-fashioned way with this work because I'm trying to sign up. Who do you want me to sacrifice? Point them out.
Amos. Okay. Thanks for the books.
That's so fucking funny. Christopher, what is the worst injury you've ever sustained from sex?
A sprained back. Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
You know that whatever move Craig Uncle did in Next Friday.
The African squat.
Yeah. No, that was in Baby Boy.
Yes.
I'm talking about Next Friday, Craig Uncle. He fucked his back up. You forget.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. Friday too.
Yes. Yeah, next Friday.
I'm sorry. I'll do Baby Boy, yes.
Yeah.
Take it.
I would say that would do it right there. That I sustained because I was fucking.
Did you feel the pain during or afterwards?
Immediately. As soon as it happened. I didn't stop.
Am I the only one with they catch us like a Charlie horse in the pussy. Has that ever happened to people?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely happens.
How did you catch it, though?
In my leg. I had to stop. I don't give a fuck, bro. I had to lay down and rub it, bro. I'm not going to keep fucking. Mm. It hurts.
Badly.
It hurts. The fuck? My dick can't function under this kind of pain.
You ever try to hold on because she tell you she about to come? And then you're like, all right, I got 30 more seconds.
Nope. No.
So
about to come is a bamboozle. It doesn't mean they're about to come. It's just a call for consistency.
Mm.
And they don't know you're just holding on by a thread. Fuck around and start a family. You got to stop. You got to play those kind of games.
I guess for me, it'll be... I had this garbage-ass bed. And the sides of the bed had this frame. And it protruded out. So whenever I, you know, the doggy style and shit like that, I would always fuck up my shins.
Mm.
So it hurt like a motherfucker, dog. Both shins were sore for the next 4 days.
Did you stop?
I did not.
I can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. There's a goal in mind, my nigga, and I gotta reach it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a job to be done.
Nigga, I think I carpet burned myself to the white meat before, and it hurt like a fuck.
You did what?
Carpet burn to the white meat, my nigga?
Why?
I didn't know it was like...
On your knees?
Yeah. My knees are black. Like, my knees are literally like, it's like leather.
You right had now. One of those carpets that have like the low thread.
It was pretty much, it was carpet and like the floor. Like, it was
yeah
terrible ass dead carpet.
Bad idea.
And going fast as fuck. Rabbiting on fucking carpet.
So that's why your shit is all fucking rubbery like dolphin
black
skin?
Black shit.
Like fucking
lotioning my fucking knees is futile.
What about you, Ricky?
I caught a few Charlie horses.
You guys
but,
sound like shit, all of you.
But
wait
the worst,
the fuck up.
The worst.
I'm up, nigga.
The worst.
You all sound sleepy. It's these two niggas, really.
The worst injury I ever is got was really? When I caught the on my tongue from eating the pussy.
What?
Yeah, man. My tongue started hurting the next day because I was
a Charlie horse.
I was going crazy. I was going crazy. You know that never happened to you guys? Where your tongue
hell
is
nah.
like sore the next day, like you, it hurt. It hurts. Like
that's crazy.
Like the bottom muscle part of your tongue is hurting because you're going so hard.
I've had like my jaw sore for like a fucking day because this bitch was sitting on my face.
Yeah,
it was a seat.
You sucking dick. What the fuck,
fuck bitch?
We getting a long jaw. Oh, she was sitting on your face.
And it's just like they're supposed to hover, not sit.
She shifted your jaw, my nigga.
She sat her big ass on your face. You're lucky she didn't break your shit.
The fuck trying to hit me with the quagmire face. So fuck me up.
Fuck her with Lizzo.
Lizzo, I want to see those titties, okay?
If you're listening.
I've seen that butt. It's impressive. All right?
I heard her music today. She sucks. I mean,
sucks.
It's not good.
Oh, my
guys.
God. They ain't take off the radio all of a sudden.
Guys.
She's all over my fucking radio now, dog.
Guys, she's
you
not
see,
good.
I think she's a plant.
She's a plant.
They're all
because
plants.
She's a plant.
She's shooting to the top.
Shout out to the Chasers, bitch.
And
she
like
all these nominations. She's
I don't
plant.
Know. Her music, I don't think it's all that great.
No.
Like Nas X, Old Town Road, it's
plant.
Just, it's crack cocaine. I saw how that happened. But that, it ain't my fault. It's just not that cold.
No.
It's not that cold.
No. She's a plant.
The flute, like, she's a great performer. The flute shit is lit. Busting your pussy open with the flute, it's always going to be impressive to me.
Man, Bill Clinton could play the saxophone. Give a damn about that.
He can pop pussy while
write
he did
some,
it.
Write some music. Write something I could dance to.
I was trying to figure out what the fuck she was doing at the AMAs.
Opening,
know,
she opened the show?
No, she performed.
Like she sang some song and
she's crawling on the floor screaming like a beached whale.
It was really tragic.
It was horrible.
It was terrible.
The only thing impressive about Lizzo is the length of her ass crack. Imagine having an ass crack that long and you having to clean that shit top to bottom, dog.
That's a shower every time you shit.
Somebody needs to reach out to her, man. She probably needs help.
She has a bidet.
That's one of those asshole, like those ass cracks when you bend her over. You have to take your dick and move it up and down for a bit to find out exactly what you're doing.
Because
let me tell you something. There's just no sticking and moving. You got to find out where you're going.
Fuck around and be fucking a roll for
hey,
10 minutes.
You have to see. You know how you move the head up and down until you find the groove? There it is.
Is it in the first quadrant of your ass? Is it in the second? What about the third?
Fuck around it.
Y'all saw how I said her ass crack is longer than the Mason-Dixon line.
Bro, those niggas went crazy.
Hilarious, dog.
Did you guys see the Homer Simpson mouth meme?
No, I didn't see it.
They took her ass crack and they put it on the brown part of
That's
Homer's
so
face.
Stupid. That is so stupid.
Okay?
That is so stupid. Oh my
so it was just that line. And the brown and the Homer's dumb head. It was funny as fuck.
No, real
funny
shit. If she doesn't clean that shit with the loofah, I don't want no parts of her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no parts. Because there's no telling what's in that crack, dog. There's no telling. That crack.
What
kills.
Are you assuming there's more going on in the crack? It's
I just... don't know. I've never seen one so long, dog.
Some long crevice.
You're immature, Ben.
I'm sorry.
You need to grow up.
It's not long to you?
Her ass is longer than roots.
Yeah.
That's just longer than church. That's just longer than a text message from a mad bitch. It is long.
Yeah, it is. That's long.
Give me another one.
I just love it how. Dot, 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 dot.
Oh, my God. Do we have one more?
I'm trying. Bitch, that's longer than jumper cables. Okay.
That's stupid.
Where are we going from here? Oh, this is interesting to me. Ben, you find out your girlfriend is cheating on you today with a nigga you know. What are the odds of you reaching out to that nigga?
I'm somewhere in between 100% and 100%. Because
right at 100.1.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at.
100.1. Because
what is there to say?
Listen.
It depends on how valid the evidence is.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ben.
What's the relationship between myself and this person that I know?
Just the nigga you know. His number isn't even saved in your phone.
Just a
but
nigga.
You know him.
I think there's too many nuances in there. I still may reach out. I still may reach out. I don't. Everybody got to get it from me. I'm sorry.
She
gonna get it,
out.
And he gonna get it too.
I gotta reach out.
Why you gotta reach out?
Because if the evidence isn't concrete, I need the concrete. But I'm coming from a standpoint of I'm finna leave this bitch. Don't leave me tied to no bitch you fucking cuz.
What if what if the evidence is concrete before you even speak to him?
Oh, then there ain't no need to talk to that nigga.
So then the only reason you speak to him is to clarify. But if you already know, ain't shit to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But Ben, you talking regardless.
Yeah, I have a low tolerance for treachery, especially from people that know me.
When she hits you next week and be like, "Oh, I'm single now,"
treachery.
I'm cold like you, nigga.
Treachery.
I'm sorry, dog. Maybe Ben back at age 23, 22, I'd be like, "Oh man, that sucks." All right, better luck next time. Nah, everybody can get it, my nigga. All of them, everybody.
Ricky, what are the odds of you reaching out to that nigga?
Zero. I'm not reaching out to no nigga. You can have her. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to know nothing. She's yours. I'm not reaching out to no nigga.
Even if you're not sure about the evidence?
Not reaching out to no nigga.
It's just, it goes against everything the G-Code has taught us.
Yeah. Can't do it.
G-Code has done shit for me thus far.
I agree.
There's 100 million niggas in jail right now because of the G-Code. You think I'm about to stay tied to this cheating bitch?
As a matter of fact, me not following the G-Code has put me in the pristine position that I'm in right now.
Fuck the G-Code, huh?
Fuck the G-Code. If it ain't my day ones like y'all niggas in this room, I don't give a fuck about the G-Code.
Facts.
Fuck that shit. That shit ain't do shit for me.
You heard it here first, guys. Niggas do not endorse the G-Code.
His streets is dead.
Juvenile's album was a lie.
I didn't live his life.
I ain't no pussy-ass nigga. You understand?
I didn't live his life. I didn't have to apply those rules.
I don't know. For me, there's no reason to reach out.
No reason. Zero.
So you just going, like, you'll leave off the hum? Off the possibility.
No, she's gonna hear from me. We have to have a conversation.
We're gonna have a conversation.
Her and I gotta talk.
Okay.
However,
me and him have nothing to discuss.
Now,
he's fucking your bitch.
The only way
talking to him for.
The only way I have interaction with him is if I catch them, because then I have to kill him. You see, and
not
because it's the right thing to do, but because I know that in the moment I probably won't be able to help myself. It's the only thing. Is gonna make me feel happy in that moment is trying to kill him.
Choke him out.
Choke him out.
Not doing that either.
I know. Because you're so calm, cool, and collected all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No, this nigga.
No, but I'm not putting my hands on a nigga that fucked some bitch that was supposed to be my girl. That's your girl now. I'm not putting my hands on that nigga.
I'm sorry.
I'm not. It is what it is.
You gotta run me more.
Mm. You ain't running me shit.
I love her.
I fucked plenty of niggas, girls. I know how that shit go.
I love her. He got to fight.
And that's why you may feel that way, because I don't do that shit.
Yeah, but
I don't.
I'm not.
I've never have, and I never agreed with you doing it, nigga. Never agreed with it.
And I know how the game goes with some of these shiesty assholes, man. Who knows what this woman's telling this nigga?
That's always a good word to use.
So I got one for you guys. So, like, let's say you find out Shorty is, like, dogging this nigga out crazy. Like, she fucking the whole squad and going back home happily married.
Nigga.
And he's on Instagram and
nigga.
Posing up and just looking cool as hell. Happy wife, happy life ass nigga. Y'all not gonna say a thing?
Put it like this. If, like I said, there's situations where a nigga is getting cheated on by a girl, right? You go and you press this nigga over this girl.
Mm-mm.
Your girl cheating on you. That nigga beat the shit out of you. Now you lost your bitch and you got your ass whooped. You go press the nigga. The nigga's gonna be like, yo, this nigga coming.
Obviously,
at me,
he's
the
a
fuck?
Bitch if his girl's cheating. I'm not getting my ass
whooped. No, I'm saying if you were the one that's getting cheated on, you go press that nigga end up putting them paws on you. Because you pressed him.
We gotta
now you took two L's.
I don't press niggas, bro.
I don't none of that shit.
Got no time for boxing.
So okay, let's hypothetical situation. You're in that situation where you slide in his DMs. Hey man, what's going on?
That's funny as
Are
hell.
You fucking her?
No.
Like, what are you
I'm definitely saying? Not sliding in your DMs.
So
when you fucking
how does
my
it go?
Girl.
How does it go? Like when you come man to man, how does that work?
I'm gonna find you, nigga. The fuck you mean?
You got the boys
Who do you
lying
think
in
you
the
are?
Background.
And you think he's just gonna be a Boy Scout? He's just gonna
nah,
be
fuck that. I'm not coming to be a Boy Scout.
You come with that fat.
But I'm bringing the energy that you're gonna say. All right,
I'm not opposed. I'm
this.
Not opposed to y'all saying that you would. I'm just trying to understand. Like, what are you asking him? Like, what would be your questions? Like, are you with her?
When you know Shireen, nigga. Where you know her from, bro?
What's it to you, nigga?
Fuck you mean? That's my wife, hoe ass nigga.
That's my bitch, nigga.
All right, say less.
All right. While you at it, let me get chickpeas and rice, nigga. I'm already smashing your thing.
Nah,
do that if you want to.
You gotta leave, bro.
You getting dick peas and rice.
I'm just saying, I love for seeing the world balance itself out. When fuck niggas do fuck niggas shit, they need to get fucked up somehow. Or they need to have some type of fuckery get back to them.
Mm. I don't agree.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with shit balancing out, dog. Because I don't roll like that.
I don't
roll like that.
I roll like that.
I'm just saying.
Which
the way,
is why
the way
you deserve everything that comes to you. Everything. Both of you.
If it's me and my girl is doing something she ain't supposed to be doing or whatever, and I find out it's some dude or whatever, I'm not saying a fucking word to him. I'm going to give her the business, and I'm going to get my shit, and I'm going to get the fuck out of there. What am I talking to this nigga for?
Like I said,
I already took the L. I'm out.
If the evidence
give
ain't
the
concrete.
Gratification of talking to you.
I just need the concrete evidence, cuz.
Nigga, concrete evidence, nigga. That nigga's fucking your bitch. I don't got nothing to talk to this nigga about.
You don't know.
You can have her, my nigga. You already know what type of bitch she is. She's yours, my friend.
What if
he
just eating
the
pussy
about.
Every once in a while? You don't know these niggas.
Bro, we ain't got nothing to talk about. That's yours. I don't give a fuck. I'm gone.
Bitch, wait a minute.
What's happening here?
I'm sorry. I was in the wrong WhatsApp group. You know, I'm Haitian. I have several WhatsApp groups. You know what? I forgot to ask this at the top of the show, but I need to discuss this right now. Now that we have Thanksgiving still in the air, what the fuck is niggas' favorite sides?
Goddamn.
You understand? Because, what, 2 days niggas finna be Thanksgiving?
For me, I go first. It's my mom's potato salad, and she also makes something very similar to what you gave me last time. That's pasta you made.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called that you made?
It was ackee pasta.
But yeah, she makes a pasta very similar to that.
Yeah.
Oh, so damn good, so good. So that's my favorite size.
That's why you be swelling up around the holidays,
nigga. Love that shit.
Chris.
Shit, man, I'm a potato salad guy myself, too, though. I like a good potato salad, a nice cornbread, and some good mashed potatoes. The mac and cheese could be hit or miss.
So, nigga, all the sides?
Basically.
Every fucking one of them.
But you gotta understand, like, I've grown up eating sides, my nigga. Every time, every holiday I go anywhere, it's just like, what do you guys have that doesn't have meat in it? The sides.
A plate full of sides. Unless the mashed potato got fucking beef or some crazy wild shit.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, you're over here pondering your ass off.
Because I don't know what to pick. I'm stuck between mashed potatoes and mac and cheese.
Those are good choices.
But mashed potatoes, I mean, you can't really do much to make that special.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You can load them bitches up, bro.
You could have garlic mashed potatoes. You could have truffle mashed potatoes.
You can have beef and fucking.
See, I ain't want to get vulgar.
Yeah.
I've never had mashed potatoes like that.
That's crazy. If you eating your mashed potatoes with ham this Thanksgiving, go to hell.
Man, do you like the mashed potatoes that sometimes you know how to make the with the little pieces of skin on it?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes those shits be busting.
Yeah, bro. The smashed potato you talking about?
Yeah.
But when mac and cheese is a miss, other than it being a hit, it's so disappointing, dog. That shit is so disappointing.
Throw the whole table in the garbage.
I've become more of a mac and cheese fan over the years than I was. I didn't like it as a kid, but lately it's just been, man.
It's supposed to be milk and cheese. You can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to be in a family where, like, everyone can cook. Like, we don't have an auntie that brings over nasty shit.
Yeah.
Everybody comes through with the fire.
Mm.
No one fucks up.
You're a Haitian and you're Jamaican. Like, they take pride in their cooking. Like, so
I don't have an auntie with bad skills, bro. Yeah. Don't
it's
exist.
It's not the aunties, though. It's the little cousins that's coming up
with the new
them.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Shout out to all the people doing novice vegan dishes for Thanksgiving.
Novice.
God bless you guys.
You ate the rice? I made the rice. Why you ain't tried the rice? Oh, you made the rice? All right. I'm going to fuck with it, cuz.
Yeah, peas be hard as hell. I'm
going to fuck with it, cuz, because it's you. I'm going to fuck with it. I know you made it. Man. Give your little cousin a chance this season. My auntie make this beefaroni. I'm so sorry, Chris. She make this beefaroni shit that is to die for. Oh, my God.
So we were out on Storm Surge podcast, and one of them asked, what do you prefer for your Thanksgiving, ham or turkey? And I was like, that's a thing where people eat the ham over the turkey?
No, absolutely not.
Two of them said ham.
Yuck.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yuck.
Hell no.
Yuck.
And on my new diet, I can't eat ham anyways. Like,
I remember my brother used to get pissed when my mother would cut up the turkey.
Why?
Because he wanted the TV Thanksgiving where there's a big bird.
With
on the
big
table.
Bird.
My mother cut that bitch up.
My mom too. She would cut that bitch up.
He was
up.
So disappointed. Mom.
Why you did that? Nigga, ain't no Snapchat. Eat this shit.
The fuck? This ain't TV, bitch.
What? This nigga cry for a big turkey.
The fuck out of here. We eat in front of the TV. Not at the fucking table, but we have now reached the DM Diary section. Of this program, this part of the program is where we sit out of the, we ask our lady listeners to submit thirsty, filthy, nasty SDMs from pussy ass fuck niggas. And we read them and give them the attention that they need, mm-hmm. that they were so desperately seeking. Bitch ass hoes, hoe ass niggas. Ben, whenever you're ready. Hey, bitch ass nigga.
Use a bitch.
What you doing? Thought it was cool? Slide up behind DMs and say nasty shit? Oh, weirdo. Forgot the words for a second. Sending pictures of your D.
We gon' tell
Your secrets now save with us.
Save with
We gon' tell,
we gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh, oh, oh.
You just became a victim of that DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Break it down. Yeah.
We know what he's talking about, you bitch ass boy.
All right. First of all, I hate this nigga's name, even though I can't say it. This is Thursday, 9:02 p.m. He sends huge tit. He sends love. Same day, juicy. Same day, kissy face. 1:32 a.m. You got sauces, cream, and juices all in one. 100. Wow. What the fuck is wrong with you niggas, bro?
What? Did she reply?
Not at all. Not one time.
A
never.
Queen. Yeah, she shouldn't.
Never.
A queen. I stand a queen.
Y'all niggas, dude, have y'all niggas ever done any of this shit that these niggas are doing in these DMs?
I'm not disgusting, bro.
That's fucking crazy, dog. Like, it's like, what is wrong with these niggas, man?
Next one. Hi. I want you to be my friend. Now, the want is spelled W-O-N-T.
Jeez.
He sends it a second time. All in caps. Hi, I want you to be my friend.
Just in case she couldn't see, he put it in all caps.
Mind you, no response.
Jesus.
This fucking next weirdo. Hi, how are you? I see you have no more space for friend. I read it like that because that's just what literally how it sounds.
Oh my gosh, you guys are a fucking disgrace. You guys are all fucking losers.
Was that you in the DMs?
These niggas, it's just, it's like they don't know how to talk to people.
No, they don't know how to talk to women. You can tell they don't get pussy. They're clowns.
I think it's crazy if you're using sex. Exiled, to be honest.
And when you look at their pictures, their profile pictures, you understand why they act like that. They all look like fucking ugly ass creeps.
Wearing clothes from 2007.
Fucking low lives, bro.
2007. Okay, do I have one more? Do I have one more of the DM diaries? No, I have.
They probably
more.
All watch anime. Don't do that. I watch anime.
Fuck anime.
Fuck anime.
We have now reached the
ask a real nigga.
Ask a real nigga, bitch. Get off my back.
You pointing at the stars. So I don't know why you
get
pointing.
Get your hand on my pockets, nigga. Franchise like I play for the Rockets, nigga.
Get your hand on my pocket.
Who is that?
I can't remember what movie that was from.
No, that's Malcolm X. I remember that bar.
Ah, yes.
Anyway, at this time, it's when we take user-submitted questions from niggas. And then we can sort with cohorts.
Beautiful word.
Yes. Ben, drop that music in 3, 2, 1. Don't. Ask a real nigga.
Nigga.
Change the pitch. Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride.
Nigga.
Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide.
Nigga.
Ask a real
nigga.
Yeah, you fucked me up.
Change it again.
Nigga.
You want a real
oh, shit, nigga?
Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy.
Nigga.
Like a gun chick.
Nigga.
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 Follow me on Twitter.
I said nigga.
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 Nigga. Bitch, you bring a bitch.
I said nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga.
No.
Nigga.
Nigga. Nigga. From now on, that's how we're doing it. For
get my hand up.
That's funny. Okay. This next question comes from _ Deer and Star on the Instagrizzy. Hey there. Take a look at this profile here. See what you're looking like.
Oh, I want to ask her a question she asked on Instagram Live. So how does Ricky feel about the FIU game?
So I heard y'all got slapped at by FIU.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. If you want to hear how I feel, go listen to Storm Shirts
Pod. She was nice. Huh? She was nice. Oh, the bikini pictures are...
Do we have to be so blatant with the misogyny in connection with users?
Looking at her body's misogyny? I don't like this world.
And he's zooming in on her tits.
Okay, that's misogyny.
She's going to be our next DM diary.
As he just read DM diary.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I think it's appropriate to do this. One more time?
Go ahead.
Comment on the photo.
Oh, my God. Oh, she got the back shots. The weave is nice, too. Every picture. Let me ask her a question. Question. Would y'all let the person you're in a relationship with go to their ex's funeral that they loved? Yeah, sure. Go ahead. He's dead. You know, fuck him. He's dead.
I would let her, absolutely. Go ahead.
No, he's dead. As long as I don't have to go.
I don't think
you're free. You're free to go, but
turn up. Go ahead.
Get all that shit out. Cry if you must.
He's gone. It in the room. I don't want to see you do it.
He's gone.
Boy, I expect you to be back to normal post haste, as we have a relationship to continue doing.
24 hours.
24 hours. Please get out of your system.
I don't give a fuck. Go ahead, baby. Go to the wake. Go to the funeral.
Because Ray Trayvon died, it's none of my business.
Why that?
Why Ray Trayvon?
Oh, my God.
Chris, you said no? She can't go?
No.
Why not? She loved him, bro.
You a dictator. You a dictator ass nigga.
My nigga, she loved him. Past tense. The nigga dead. You love me now.
Don't mean she don't love
so
you.
Then,
the foot has been put down.
If you have a dead old bitch, you ain't pulling up.
Nah, man.
Please. No matter who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
So they've been dead to you?
I mean, if it's my son's mom, only for moral support to him, but you ain't taking his dick no more. Fuck wrong with you.
That's fair.
Hey.
What about you, Ben?
I'm inclined to let it go. I mean, everybody grieves differently. I mean, I can't expect her to be like me because I'm not going to an ex funeral. I mean, I've already disassociated any type of emotional feelings or any feelings at all to that person. I mean, I will pray for the for that person's family and that they, you know, seek peace and acquire peace. But I'm not going to the funeral.
They ain't get a prayer out of me. That's too much.
I mean,
I'm not
going and. For me, that's wishing them well, I guess.
I'll put my hand on.
Yeah. And I might even use that as a way to be petty to her. Like, hey, you see that? He left you again. Look at that. He left you again.
He did it again.
And
once again, who's here to pick up the pieces?
Me?
Always.
Once again.
My dumbass.
Nah.
You cried for this, nigga?
Nah, if you let her go to her ex-funeral, and she stands up cheating on you, you deserve to kill that bitch. You could send her to go meet that
bitch. If she goes to her ex funeral and don't bring you back a plate from the wake, you need a new girlfriend.
Mm.
If she don't bring you back them Haitian pates,
you need a new girlfriend.
You need a new woman.
If she don't bring you back a watermelon soda or a check, you need a new girlfriend, bro.
That's a selfish bitch who was still in love with that nigga.
Come on, bro. You can't bring that a plate.
Yeah, she was still
you
in love.
You know it was busting.
She was too busy talking to the family, talking to the mom.
Laughing with his cousins.
Yeah.
What's so funny?
Reminiscing on the old times.
What's so funny?
Is there anything else I could do for you guys?
And then, you know, the mom or one of the aunties or maybe the sisters would be like, you know, he still loved you.
Mm-hmm.
He still loved
talking that shit. That's why he can't go. That?
You know, it's crazy. It happened to one of my homeboys recently. One of my good friends, he's with a girl, and her son's father passed away in another state, and she had to leave out of town to go to the funeral.
Understandable. I mean, that's the son's father.
That's
tough. That's
you got to be there to support the kid.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all that shit's weird.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just us now, son.
It's easy now. The thing is, I was telling him to be optimistic about it, but he didn't want to be evil with me. I was like, my nigga, it's all good now. Ain't no more drama. Ain't no more. Well, if Jim make it to the NBA, that's your check, cuz. That's what it with nobody.
That's true.
He changed his last name. Now fuck it.
Facts.
Fuck it. That's your son now. Fuck it, bro. That's what you talking about, nigga. Could you imagine, like, getting your dream girl, she has a kid, and then the nigga dies? Like, it's just, you're thrilled.
Oh, yeah, you're ecstatic.
And, I mean, I guess that's wrong to be thrilled about.
Nah.
But you have to be thrilled.
You're dead now.
Come on.
Fuck him.
Come on.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for croaking.
Niggas are heartless, man.
Make my life a lot easier.
Can we make "Thanks for Croaking" a title contender?
Yeah, that's a good
one. I don't know this one. I don't know why any boyfriend would be opposed to sending their girlfriend to her ex boyfriend's funeral. That nigga's gone. It's one less.
Send her, bro.
Let her go.
I'm using an image of somebody dropping the casket and fucking Birdman doing the hand rub. Thanks for croaking, nigga.
As long as I don't
have to go.
You
finished or you done?
Because if you go, that's in poor taste. Don't go. Stay your ass home.
I'm not going, but you can go ahead and go. I'm not accompanying you to that shit.
I'm not sumoing as fuck. I'm staying my ass home.
Who's to say I didn't poison him?
Ooh. Ooh, it was me. Yeah, it was me all along.
What the fuck?
Ta-da!
Yeah. Come on, bitch. Think I'm going to implicate myself at the funeral?
Oh, God. We went too far.
Then you got to... What if you do go to the fucking funeral and she's there bawling her eyes out? You just got to stand there.
Yeah. Like, watch her cry over this dead nigga that ain't, wasn't shit.
That's why she going to cry at home.
Bitch, I'm alive. You never cry like that over me. What the fuck going on?
I'm going to tell her what my father told me. Hey, take a leasy, okay?
Yeah.
Take a leasy. I have a leasy here for you, bitch. You better take a leasy.
Take a leasy. Take it light.
Take a leasy, bitch. Okay? Take one or two leasies. Take all the leasies you need, bitch.
Why do they say leasy?
Take a leasy.
Take a leasy. And be umem. Better take a leasy.
Take a leasy, my friend. Take a leasy.
Take a leasy.
It's also a title contender.
Yes. Take a leasy.
They're all coming at the end of the show.
Take a leasy.
Take a leasy or thank you for croaking.
What's some other dumb shit that we could talk about real quick? There has to be something else.
There was something that... Okay, did you guys see me driving around with a casket?
Oh, no. I wouldn't ask you. Yes. What the fuck was that about, dog?
If I wasn't recording the podcast right now, I would show you where in my notes that I put Ax Plus while we're recording why he had a casket in the car.
All right. So, like, for the sketch, like, we use a live casket in the sketch. Okay. Sometimes, like, we get the caskets on a favor, which means that we can't get a hearse, we can't get a type of shit. We have to go get that bitch. Mm-hmm. So I had to rent a big boy car. And go
because it looked
up
like a regular van.
I just rented a van, laid all them hoes down, put the little hearse in there, and was whipping. And the shit, the looks people were giving me was so weird.
I thought you were just trying to, like, raise funds for your shows by any means necessary.
I kill you if you don't buy tickets, bitch.
That was hilarious. I'm like, what the fuck
is
he doing?
Much fun, bro.
They probably thought you were in the commission of a crime.
Caskets are not comfortable at all.
What do you mean?
Like, they're terrible to lay in.
Oh, yeah.
Who laid in it?
I've laid in it a few times.
You sure you're not in Illuminati?
I'm trying, bro.
That was one of the rules I heard.
If I was in, I would tell you.
If he was in, we'd be way bigger.
Come
than
on.
This.
Come on.
Nah,
come on,
man. He hasn't propositioned us yet.
There's just weed on this table. There's no cocaine. You know I'm not in there yet. Once I start bringing around cocaine, know that I've made it. I'm not going to announce that I've made it, but you're going to see cocaine, white suits, and white shoes. I'm going to have the sniffles for no reason. You guys want to party? It's on me. Come on, let's go party.
Let's go. Let's have a good fucking time.
Right now, nothing's on me. Nothing's on me.
Shit, unless we have a live show. Everything's
on you. Once I start drinking white, bro.
Everything.
Nothing's on you except for drugs.
Come on.
Contraband.
Benny, bitch, what? You have any final thoughts today? Benny, bitch.
Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to visit our website, www.nwopod.com. We added live streaming to it. We're doing a revamp of the merchandise. And sign up for the Patreon because added benefits will be coming.
My final thoughts is, if your girl is fucking another nigga, just let her. Don't hit that nigga up. Don't give that nigga the benefit of the doubt. Fuck them. Let them both just live their life. There's so much other pussy out here. And don't forget to get your tickets to the St. Nicholas Christmas party that's going down. And get yourself some merch. Merch is back up and available. We've added the sweatshirts. We have hoodies. We have shirts. So make sure you cop your gear. The weather is cold. Get yourself some gear.
Get yourself a beanie.
NWOPod.com.
I do want to send a special, special shout out to Ivory. Ivory just sent us some money for no reason on the Cash App.
No, it wasn't no reason. I tweeted on our show, send us some money, and I sent her our Cash App, and she actually did it.
Shouts out to her. That's love.
She's amazing. Really? So I said to her, I was like, you want us to send you a shirt? So she said, no. Give the money to the kids, or get. She said, get kids donuts or feed
the homeless. The least we could do is make her real nigga of the week.
We can do that.
You know what, Ivory?
Ivory, the real nigga of the week.
You here are real nigga of the week because you care about niggas. So therefore,
niggas, she loves niggas.
Care about you. You love niggas because niggas are love. We need that clip. What the fuck? Why don't we have that shit? I love niggas because niggas are me. And I would never be me. Can that be the song of the week? The Biggie and 50?
Okay.
Where the fuck can we find that?
I don't know where to find it.
Jesus
I don't even
Christ.
Know what song you're talking about.
I don't even think it's a good song.
Really?
No.
We the realest, nigga. 50 Cent,
oh,
B.I.G.,
okay,
my nigga.
Okay. All right. That was on his first album.
I don't even know what that's.
That was on the first album.
Mm-hmm. Like some mixtape shit, no?
That's mixtape shit.
Yeah, it's mixtape.
Are you sure?
I thought it was on Get Rich or Die Trying.
No way.
50
no.
Cent and B.I.G.?
My nigga.
Nah. Not on Get Rich or Die Trying.
Get Rich.
He was still trying to get rich.
That's definitely like some YouTube SoundCloud shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You're right. We already had a fucking... Oh, well, fuck it. Do whatever you want. We did have a song of the week already in the queue.
Which was...
Fucking Loyal with Party Next Door and fucking Drake. It's beautiful.
Oh, fuck, that fucking song your fucking sucks.
Face. Fuck. It's beautiful.
Are you kidding me?
Guys, play it on your own time. It's beautiful, guys.
That shit's garbage.
I love you for changing your mind. Thank you.
Thank beautiful, God. Guys. Beautiful. Jesus.
Christopher, any final thoughts? You gave them already?
Yeah. No,
you did?
Mm-hmm.
My final thoughts are... to all the people who wear quote unquote natural deodorant, you need to do better because you still stink. Okay? I know you're trying to avoid aluminum and all that shit that you're saying, and that's dope. That's cool. But you have to find a way to not still stink, right? That shouldn't be my job. That should be your job to not still stink. So I don't know what you have to do to not still stink.
Take it easy on the garlic and onions.
Cool. I guess. Take it easy on the garlic and onions, but you still smell like garlic and onions. Your deodorant is failing you. And therefore, you're failing us. Please stop. Oh, shit. You find that shit, Ben?
Yeah.
I'm thrilled. Ben, can you roll out our song of the week this week, please?
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of 50 Cent featuring... I'm sorry. Notorious B.I.G. featuring 50 Cent and Eminem.
No, play from the back. I love the fucking the first few seconds of that shit.
Yeah, you gotta get the intro.
I love niggas, the niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me.
Gang.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Happy Thanksgiving to all of the nigga Navy.
Did it again.
Peace. Oh,
you know Biggie Small cooks it quick and kicks it quick. You know how black niggas get. With the hood fatigues, with the boots with trees. Smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy G's. Hitting buckshots at niggas that open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you. Nipping hoes that drive Volvos and rodeos. Blast the roll, make them rip in their candy holes. Damn, a nigga style is an orthodoxy. Rip the clock when I walk down the crowded block. Just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just pack out, blow they motherfucking back out. That's a real nigga. Squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure. He the realest nigga. Busy shitting D.I.G. my nigga. Don't try to act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie your nigga, 50 your nigga. Squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure. When we smoke spliffs, we pack your fifth. Just in case Dread wanna rip, he get a free lift to the cemetery. Rough berry, not your ordinary. We want to get buried. That's a real nigga for you. Bag, do a quarter, flip the script, and rip your lawyer. Spit at the DA, just fuck what she said. She don't give a fuck about your ass anyway. Up northbound, first knock, water town, and fist skill. Where the hand skills are real ill. You'll be a super hoover, doodle stain remover. Ha ha, yo, cheat, pass the voter.
He the realest nigga. Pretty shit in the IG, my nigga. I'm gonna act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie, your nigga, 50 your nigga. Squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure. He the realest nigga. Don't try to act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie your nigga, 50 your nigga. Squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga.
When I was young, my M.O. was to go hand to hand. Even my P.O. she called me the gingerbread man. I catch a new case and tell her ass, catch me if you can. Don't let your people fill you up with octane. I'm not playing. Get gassed up to get blasted up. Real B.I.G. style, watch the kid break it down. Check it. Thou shalt not fuck with North Sea Popper. 50 Cent, I break your punk ass off proper. There's no place like home, New York, New York. I run the city and I don't dance around like Diddy. Niggas is giddy till they smack silly. I'm sprayed with the Mac Billy. They don't want drama really. Pussy niggas get hard, let's sing in my lyrics like Milli Vanilli. You know who they feel me? Ha! I'm on fire, niggas out in Philly, they feel me, they bump my shit. Every bootlegger, you know, bump my shit.
Be the realest nigga, 50 Cent, D.I.G. my nigga. I'm tryna act like you don't feel a nigga. Be your nigga, 50 your nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga for sure.
Be the realest nigga,
50 Cent, D.I.G. my nigga. Don't try to act like you don't feel a nigga. Biggie, your nigga, 50 your nigga, squeeze the trigger, leave a nigga.
I got G-Unit, Squishy in this bitch, well we try, so watch what you say, before you call our name, if you say one more thing, it won't be nice.
Here we go, I should've known, I was bound to get pulled into some bullshit, sooner or later, you little haters are too jealous of us to love us, you hated G-Unit, made it, then OB's coming, these Twizzies coming, you're sick to your stomach. 50% if it's 50 Cent, the other 50% if it's whose color of skin it is. For the few even considering taking our label down, you better find our building and fly a fucking plane into it. But I ain't trying to get too intricate into it, I'm just trying to give you a little hint for your own benefit. Cause then it's gonna get to the point where it escalates into some other shit. Then I'ma flip, then I'ma get to stomping in my Air Force Ones. Won't be able to tell if it's two purrs or a swarm. It's just gonna feel like so many feet kicking you. You think Nike just made these in the cleats and the shoe. I don't know what it is or what it could be, but I get a woody when these pussies try to push me, thinking they gon' put me in a position to pickle me. Y'all tickle me pink, I think I'd just rather have pink tickle me. Hickory dickory dock, tickety tock, tickety. A little bit of the diggity dock, diggity. Mixed with a little bit of the jiggity jigger. With a small pinch of Biggie, look at me, I'm just a bum.
We the realest label. Don't try to act like you don't feel our label. Cause we gon' fuck around and kill your label. OBD, Twizzy, G-Unit, 50 Shady Records, we the label for sure. Don't try to act like you don't feel our label. Cause we gon' fuck around and steal your paper. OBD, Twizzy, G-Unit, 50, we gon' kill your fucking label for sure.
Yeah, Shady and a place to be seen. And I got what it takes to rock the mic. Still watch what you say to me, punk. Cause I'm on probation in less than 6 months. Shady Records.